This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. So the World Mercury Project, headed up by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., has just announced a $100,000 reward to anyone, any citizen, journalist, scientist, doctor, pediatrician, pharmacist, plumber, you name it, anyone who can find a single scientific study that shows that thimerosal, which is the mercury preservative used in vaccines, is safe to inject into children at the doses currently found in children's vaccines. So you got that? $100,000. Easy money. All you got to do is come up with a single scientific study. Now, when he announced this, he had a stack of, I think, 240 studies that showed that thimerosal is neurotoxic, that it damages brains. It causes brain damage, lowered IQs. It causes probably even autism as well. He had, again, I think it's 240 studies, something in that range. But there are zero studies to show thimerosal being safe to inject into children. And yet, thimerosal is still used in over 45 million doses of vaccines that are given to children in the United States. And the deceptive criminal vaccine industry, which is engaged in a fraudulent, racketeering crime against children, a war on children, has pushed a lie for years and years that claimed that mercury was removed from all the vaccines. And even to this day, the vaccine propagandists and the TV idiots like Jimmy Kimmel, who are pushing vaccines, are lying to people and claiming that vaccines are safe or claiming that vaccines have no mercury. It's a lie. Even the CDC admits that the mercury is still intentionally put into the vaccines. And you know, I run a heavy metals laboratory. It's ISO accredited, internationally recognized, audited. And I'm the lab science director. I built the lab and I've tested flu shots in the ICP-MS instrument there, which is sensitive to less than one part per billion. In fact, I think on mercury, we can detect about 20 parts per trillion or something in that range. Anyway, we found over 50,000 parts per billion of mercury in a flu shot. And that flu shot dose is typically half a mil. So half a milliliter, 0.5 milliliters times 50,000 parts per billion of mercury, which is, by the way, you might say, well, how much mercury is that? Well, to give you an idea, the EPA's limit, the highest level limit of mercury in drinking water, is 2 parts per billion. So a vaccine is 25,000 times higher concentration of mercury than the upper limit, the maximum allowed by the EPA in drinking water. And this is what we're injecting into children all across America. And this is what the child medical molesters are pushing. This is what the vaccine propagandists are pushing. They are maiming children. They are causing autism. They're causing brain damage and kidney damage, neurological development issues, learning development issues, lowered IQs. They're poisoning children all across America, and they're lying to everyone. The CDC is run by criminals, liars. The vaccine pushers are liars. They're deceivers. They're malicious, evil people. They harm children and they relish it. They actually enjoy hurting little children. Some of them, not all of them, but I mean, some of them do. Some of them are really malicious. Some of them are actually probably pedophiles and child molesters, you know, hanging out at the pizza parlor, ordering off the pizza menu, whatever. I don't know what their little pedophile code words are, but they just love, you know, invading the bodies of little children, pricking them with their little needles and harming them, and just evil little seething demonic minions. Mercury and vaccines, and these people are so evil. They're literally evil incarnate. It's sickening. So getting back to the challenge, the $100,000 challenge. So Kennedy says, I'll pay $100,000 to any person who could come up with a single study showing this thimerosal is safe. That's a pretty ballsy move, isn't it? Robert De Niro was part of the announcement. He has a son who was also damaged by vaccines. And I know parents who have children who were damaged by vaccines. It's the biggest cover-up in medical history. I mean, these parents, they have normal, healthy children. They take them in to get the vaccine shot. And within hours after the vaccine shot, they have a seizure or fevers, and then the lights go out. And from that moment forward, they are autistic. They're brain damaged for life. Some of them can't even function. Some of them have to be taken care of in special facilities for the rest of their lives because they can't dress themselves. They can't feed themselves. Some of them are more functional. Some of them can do basic things, but all of them are brain damaged to some degree for life. This is the vaccine industry at work. And they have the gall to call scientists like myself anti-science because we question the safety of injecting little children with a toxic heavy metal known to cause brain damage. The science is on our side. We are the real science. The vaccine industry is the fake science. The vaccine pushers are the quacks. The vaccine industry is the malicious child, medical child molesters. I mean, think about the depths of evil that they're involved in. So there's $100,000 for any vaccine pusher who wants to just cash in quickly, collect $100,000 by just stepping forward with a single scientific study. So I ask you, why don't they do that? Why haven't we already seen somebody step forward and say, oh, I found it, took me 5 seconds. Here it is. Here's the study. Give me my $100,000. Why aren't we seeing that? The answer is because the studies don't exist. There is no evidence that thimerosal is safe to inject into children at the doses used in vaccines. Remember the 50,000 parts per billion mercury. That's what's being injected into children's bodies. Yeah. And you might say, well, why are some children okay after vaccines and other children are not? Well, because it depends on a lot of things, nutritional status, immune system status, but also genetic predisposition to be able to clear out heavy metals. Some people are better physiologically at eliminating heavy metals than others. Some people have a genetic predisposition, this is especially true in African Americans, to not be able to get rid of ethyl mercury in particular, which is the form that's in the vaccines. And ethyl mercury can be extremely toxic. In many ways, it's more toxic than the methyl mercury that's found in tuna fish. Once it gets into the cell, ethyl mercury is far more dangerous. Damages the mitochondria, for example. Shuts down cellular energy production. It's extremely toxic. So some kids happen to have better nutrition. Some kids have better immune response. Some kids have better kidneys and livers that can eliminate the mercury very, very quickly. Other kids don't, and it can stay around in their bodies for hours or days, causing damage to the brain, damage to the kidneys, damage to the heart, damage to the liver. It's those kids that are severely and permanently harmed. And it's those kids that Kennedy and De Niro and myself and others like us, Dr. Wakefield and so on, Del Bigtree, are all trying to save. We're trying to protect children from deadly poison. It's really that simple. We, the vaccine skeptics, we, the opponents of mercury in medicine, are trying to save children from the sinister, dishonest, deceptive, mafia-run vaccine industry that is steeped in criminality and scientific fraud, corruption, bribery, scientific quackery, intimidation of scientists, the silencing of scientists. And it's time for that to come to an end. It's time the truth came out. And frankly, you know what? The entire vaccine industry and the entire mainstream media and all the vaccine pushers, they owe us a massive, massive apology. I'm still waiting for that apology from the mainstream media. Of course, it'll never come. It'll never come, but there should be a front page headline in the New York Times. We are sorry for pushing vaccine propaganda and harming millions of children over the last 3 decades. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is actually correct. Mercury is dangerous. Mercury is harmful. Let's not inject it into our babies. That's what we should see. But we're probably not going to see that. Ever. Because the vaccine industry is a very powerful industry. They run the media. Did you know that? They control the CDC. They control the FDA. And they control the media. The vaccine industry is the same as the pharmaceutical industry. It's the same companies. And the pharmaceutical industry, because the FDA legalized their advertising to the public back in the late 1990s, they pull the financial strings of every major media outlet, especially CNN, for example. They can pick up the phone and tell CNN what to report or what not to report. And that's why the entire lying fake news media blacklisted the story about Dr. William Thompson, the CDC scientist who went public. He went public with an admission that he and his colleagues took part in a massive scientific cover-up to hide the truth about vaccines causing autism in black children. And to this day, that story remains covered up by the mainstream media. The same fake news media that's constantly attacking President Trump, is constantly now attacking Robert F. Kennedy Jr., constantly attacking, quote, anti-vaxxers, people who are concerned about injecting children with mercury, were always attacked by the mainstream media because they are trying to protect the profits of an industry that poisons children for money. Well, now there's $100,000 that says, it's basically, this is $100,000 that's calling bullshit on the vaccine industry. That's what it is. It's Robert F. Kennedy calling bullshit on the vaccine industry. So let's see. Let's see what happens. Let's see if anybody even attempts to claim the $100,000. Or if they just try to ignore the story, or maybe they try to attack Kennedy over this. How dare you question our dogma? But it's time. It's time to expose all of this. It's time to stop poisoning our children. And frankly, it's time to seek criminal indictments of the people inside the CDC and the people inside the vaccine industry who have been poisoning children for profit. I want to see these people go to prison. I want to see indictments. I want to see them charged with fraud and perhaps something a lot more serious, attempted manslaughter or something in that realm. These are serious felony crimes, to poison children for profit, to do it deliberately, to cover up the science for decades, and deceive an entire world by saying that mercury is safe? You have to be some kind of quack scientist to think that. I mean, are you a denialist of the table of elements? Mercury is toxic. Just look at the orbitals. Just look at the basic chemistry of it. It's extremely toxic in the human body. You should never inject mercury into anybody for any reason, unless you're trying to kill them. I mean, maybe mercury would be useful as a lethal injection formula for states that, you know, that still kill murderers and so on, execute them. That's the only use. But to inject it as a form of medicine, that's insane. It's absolutely insane. So let's hope we can put it to an end. Check out more news on all of this at vaccines.news. And of course, my main website, naturalnews.com, is where you can find more on this. And the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. World Mercury Project is found at worldmercuryproject.org. The last time I went there, their website had totally crashed from the amount of traffic that was coming. Hopefully they have solved that by now, but apparently they did not fully anticipate the response to this announcement. I don't know. Note to the World Mercury Project team, you need to boost your web hosting account so that people can see your webpage. Kind of an important step here. In any case, you're doing great work, great job on the project. Keep it going. And let's see what kind of fools step forward to think they're going to claim the $100,000. And by the way, I've got another challenge in a video that's challenging these people to drink a liter of mercury, and they can choose the form. So if they say ethyl mercury is safe, they can drink a liter of ethyl mercury in front of the cameras. See how that goes. Should be interesting. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, healthrangerreport.com. Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.